Big news in Toronto today. Russell Martin traded to the L.A. Dodgers. He's got $20 million left on the ticket. The rumors and reports are out there that the Jays are going to eat upwards of $16 to $18 million. Here's our TSN Jays analyst, Steve Phillips. Jays, Steve, any surprise here that Russell Martin got shipped out?
No, not really. I really looked at him similarly to Troy Tulowitzki, that, you know, he's diminished on the back end of his career. That this is an organization in transition, wanted to give young kids an opportunity. Danny Jansen is the catcher of the future. And so Russell Martin being a backup catcher, utility role, would put Charlie Montoyo kind of in a tough spot to manage. Like, when do you get him at bats? How do you work him in? Which young player are you going to take at bats away from to get him at bats? And so I'm okay with it. I think it's a change in culture, change in direction. It fits with where they are right now. And for Martin, I mean, listen, to go to L.A., it's a pretty good situation right there. Now, you know, I don't think it takes them out of the J.T. Realmuto sweepstakes, the Dodgers. But I think for Martin, you know, a chance to go a playoff-contending team, maybe reinvigorate him a little bit. He'll be a semi-regular player there if nothing else happens, and he can be protected. But I think it's a good move and the right move for the Blue Jays.
Based on what you saw out of Danny Jansen in September when he got called up, what makes you believe he's ready to take over the majority of the starts behind the plate?
Oh, I like him. I do. I think he's a good receiver. I think he's got a good setup, big kid. But he's got pop in his bat. He's got some patience at the plate. I think this is his time. I mean, he's proven he can handle the minor leagues. It's time for him to sort of make the adjustments at the major league level. But I do. I like his presence. I like his leadership. I really do think he's going to be a very good major league catcher, and that he is definitely part of the solution for the long term there. Now it's just growing, making adjustments, getting to know the pitching staff, and continuing to try to fine-tune the nuances of the game, you know, learning how to call the game, learning how to use pitches, how to set up guys, and just keep developing what he started at the minor league level. But I think he's a solid two-way catcher. He's part of the answer for the long term.
Steve, we've been talking the last couple days about people going into the dome to watch the games and the personalities, and some of the personalities that everyone was familiar with, they're disappearing. So how do you kind of, what do you market? I mean, you can only market, you know, the young kids coming up so much. What do you think it's going to be like getting people into that building to watch them play baseball this summer?
Yeah, I think that the key thing is honesty, right? I mean, you need to understand that it's a rebuilding
But nobody's
process.
Honest in that situation.
Yeah, well, but I think what it is, and I think it's going to come down to a level of acceptance from the fans, it's what is your expectation? If you want to go to a ball game and see the Blue Jays win 93 games, they're not going to be that team. If you want to go and see, you know, potential, you want to go and see on a given night, you're going to see a starting pitcher go 7 1/3 innings of three-hit baseball, giving up a run. But that same guy, the next time through the rotation, might last 2 3/3 innings and get knocked around a little bit. That's the nature of young players. But you're going to have to go, and you're going to have the different lenses in your glasses about projection, about potential, about, you know, watching a player and thinking, you know what, he's got all the makings. Now he just needs to transfer those tools into the skills to play the game, and then you hope it all comes together for the team at the same time, that they can start to get their pitching and position players together to try to win. But Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is my pick to be the AL Rookie of the Year. I think he's going to step right in and be an offensive force. He's going to be something to watch. I think Lourdes Gurriel, I think that I figure out where he's going to play, but I like him as a player. So I think you can start to think along with the front office on the future and who's part of the problem, who's part of the solution, and what the potential upside can be in some of these young players. You're not going to see it every day because that's the consistency that experience brings, but you're going to see flashes of brilliance and hope that day you go to the park, that's what you're going to see.
With Steve Phillips, our Jays analyst, the news today, Russell Martin traded to the Dodgers for reportedly a couple of minor league players, and the Jays are going to eat a lot of that contract, a lot of the money that's still left on the deal. My initial reaction to the Tulowitzki release, or them buying him out, was, okay, Martin's in trouble. They're going to move on from him. And now that they've moved on from Martin, I'm wondering aloud, okay, who's the next vet that may end up going? Kendrys Morales is the guy I circle. Now, he was this administration's signing, which makes him different than Tulowitzki and Martin. But he's pigeonholed as a DH. He's got no future here. He's going to take up what, 500 at bats, 550, depending on how many, you know, games he ends up playing and how healthy he ends up staying. What's the point of having Kendrys Morales here?
Yeah, I think that the first thing is, you know, he is a little more productive at this stage than where Tulo and Martin have been at the plate. So, I mean, he still gives you a pretty solid quality at bat, and to mix that in with some of the other young kids is not the worst thing in the world. And you know, will he get 550 to 600 plate appearances this year? Probably not. I think that and they'll probably use him semi-regularly, and it may turn out that they get as much production from him semi-regularly. That maybe playing every day might overexpose it a little bit at this stage of his career. I think their hope is that he gives them some production, and somebody somewhere has an injury where maybe they'll trade for a guy like Kendrys Morales to get that professional with that. You know, it's not breaking the bank. I think it's somewhere like 11, 12, or 13 million, somewhere in that range. And so, you know, it's you're right that he's an older guy. He's not part of the future. Having some experience isn't the worst thing in the world to have on the roster. But if a deal presents itself, they will move him. And I think they've got a better chance to make a deal without eating as much money as they did, obviously, with releasing Tulowitzki or maybe Martin if he gets out to a pretty good start.
Steve, before we let you go, I got to ask you, if you were a player agent and you were taking over a baseball team, wouldn't you kind of just make one kind of rule that you wouldn't be involved in any of your former clients? And you know what I'm getting at here. The Mets GM just seems to be involved in so many of his former players. Like, isn't that just that's just bad for business, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's interesting, and it's not uncommon where, like, for instance, an executive of a team leaves one team, goes to another team, and a guy who's been around as a GM for a while, and he ends up bringing back all the players he had before. And you're right. I mean, it is somewhat short-sighted, and it can be a conflict. You know, the one thing the Mets have said is that if they negotiate with Jacob deGrom, that Brody Van Wagner won't participate in it. But, look, he just signed Jed Lowry, who is a Stanford grad, client of Brody Van Wagner, the general manager for the Mets. They signed him to a two-year, $20 million deal. I like the signing. The deal's not a bad deal, but it does raise eyebrows, right? And you know, does he just want to stockpile the team with all of his guys where he may have thought all along his guys were better than they truly were? Overall, I'd say the Mets are a better team. It's going to be interesting to see how it all comes together. But, yeah, I think there are some conflicts there that they have to guard against. And, you know, I'm also curious watching very minor league deals. You bring in former, you know, CAA clients as well and bring them into the fold for the Mets organization. Maybe it will help them in negotiations, but it still feels like it may pigeonhole them. And I know this, other agents are not happy about it. They hope he fails. there are some who say they don't want to negotiate him with Scott Boras. Like, I'll never talk to him. I'm not talking to him. He's like, I'll talk to ownership. I'm not talking to him. I don't think agents should be general managers. And so he's like adamantly not going to deal with Brody Van Wagner directly. I'm thinking other people he can negotiate with. But it is a somewhat complicated relationship. There's no question.
Always appreciate it. Thank you, Steve. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Steve Phillips, Jays analyst. Russell Martin traded to the Dodgers for a couple of minor league players, and Jays are going to eat a lot of the money.